Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at DEMA 2019, and this is the first day of the show. We're recording the show from the exhibit show floor of this major event, largest diving event in the world every year, and it's smack dab in the middle of our hometown of Orlando here. This year, and you know, we got a lot of stuff going on. Scuba Radio is getting a big award. You're going to hear about that a little bit later on, but absolutely, it is a family reunion of our dive industry folks. And I'm standing here as we typically do after the first day in the Bahamas Isle for the happy hour party. Everybody's having a great time because we got free beer. I got Aria here. How you doing, Aria?
I am feeling fabulous.
She is feeling no pain. That's the beauty of free beer. It kind of takes away the pain out of your feet. Is that right, Captain Walt DeMartini?
Free beer.
That's right. He does, too. The Aqua Gypsy is here. Brittany, how are you?
Oh, we're having so much fun, giving out prizes.
Absolutely. We got Vinny Two Tanks. Vinny Two Tanks is here, of course.
Hi, everyone. I wish you were here.
Yes. Well, they are in spirit if they're not part of the dive industry, and they're going to get a little glimpse behind the curtain here at the largest diving event in the world, DEMA, Diving Equipment and Marketing Association. What's your name?
Annie Darby.
Annie, where are you from?
I'm from here in Orlando, actually.
You are. What do you do?
I work for Scuba Diving Magazine as a marketing specialist.
Well, welcome to the show. You having a good show so far?
Yeah, very good. Very
excellent.
Good.
Well, there she goes. She's hanging out with our mermaids, which we got Mermaid Kristen. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm having a great time here at DEMA.
Absolutely. And you've seen a lot of stuff today. You've been working with the folks at Reef Safe, helping out Dan at Tropical Seas and telling people about the sunscreen and all that kind of stuff and kind of sharing the love a little bit. And then mermaiding on the side as you are right now in the Bahamas Isle and helping us up open the show in the morning. So first time at DEMA for you, right?
Yes, it is my first time at DEMA, and I'm literally in scuba heaven.
You are.
I am. I'm having a blast, and I've made a new friend, Mermaid Mariah.
Mariah, talk to me, Mariah. Now, Mariah has joined the Scuba Radio Mermaid crew or pod.
Hello.
Is it a pod, Mariah?
It is always a pod. Mermaids are always a pod.
Now, she has teamed up with Kristen to pose for pictures for everybody here in the Bahamas Isle today to help us out and just share the love of the underwater world, and that might be as a mermaid. And who doesn't like mermaids, especially divers?
Exactly.
They connect
especially
on many
divers.
Levels.
We eat jellyfish, not plastic bags.
Okay, all right. There's that. I don't really like jellyfish myself, but hey, if that's what the mermaids eat, God bless them. Now, actually, Mariah works out of the Florida Keys, and you work with Captain Slate's daughter, Sky, right down in Isla Mirada?
Islander Girls Snorkel Tours and Captain Scuba's Slate's boats and also Ocean Sirens Mermaid Academy are all working together now.
Now, what does that mean? That means you can go down to Isla Mirada and learn how to be like a mermaid like Mariah?
Yes, you can get SSI Mermaid Certified through Ocean Sirens Mermaid Academy.
And then
go on a scuba snorkel with a sunset cruise with Islander Girls Snorkel.
Okay, what do you do with guys like me or, I don't know, Vinny Two Tanks? Do you put them in like a mermaid circle and sacrifice them to the, what's the god of water? What is it?
Neptune.
Is that
Poseidon?
Yeah, I mean, like, because that's what Kristen was doing in the Bahamas a couple weeks ago, weren't you?
I don't know. Have any information on that happening?
All right, she's zipping her lip. But I saw the pictures. They got a bunch of mermaids in a circle.
We see nothing.
And then they put a guy in the middle, and then they ate him right after the picture or something.
I know nothing of what you speak. I know nothing.
She only eats jellyfish, but
exactly.
God bless. There's a whole school you can go through and down there in Isla Mirada and learn how to be a mermaid. And that's one of the things, or many things that
many
you do
things.
On top of modeling a mermaid as a mermaid.
And we do do reading with mermaids. We do snorkel tours. We do parties. We do adventures. You can have an hour class or a two-day class if you want.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
At the bare minimum, to become a mermaid, how long would you say the official training would take? A day or two?
The official training takes a day or two for full certification through the International SSI.
Right. And then you get a card and a tail. Well, you got to buy your own tail.
You actually do get a tail with the class. And then we have the Mystical Mermaid where we sell our tails out of. So you can take home a tail with you if you want it.
Nice. Well, did you know this was all going on, Kristen, or what?
I did not actually know that it's going on. I have heard of the SSI certification for a mermaid and mermaid instructor.
Yeah.
I did not know that of Ocean Sirens or the school that Mariah does. I think it's amazing. I think it's awesome.
Like, well, now you do. But you don't need the certification because you were like grandfathered in or something,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? We're going to get her instructing down soon.
Yeah. She knows like Aquaman or Poseidon or somebody. And you know, they kind of like vouch for them. But look, we have them on display. We've been giving away a ton of stuff already. Chris, who is here in the Bahamas Isle, he didn't win this morning when we opened the show. But sure enough, he came out to the happy hour party, got his free beer, and he beat me in our ring toss game. Chris, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much. Yeah, remind me again what those times were. You had a minute and 38 seconds the first time you tried it.
Before I had a drink of beer.
Right. And
then
what was
after
it, 23 seconds for me?
Hold up. So at first, I kind of choked. This morning, I did like 25 seconds at the show stage, and then I came back after walking the show floor, and I did like a minute 20.
You didn't stretch properly.
That's right. It's all about, you know, you got to, well, when it comes to doing the ring toss game, you have to be socially lubricated, and I had not had a beer yet, and I did it, and I choked and got like all four hooks on the ring. You got four rings you got to get on these hooks, and I did like a minute 20, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is terrible. And I got to do it again after I had a sip of beer. And then I did 37, but then you came and blew that out of the water and did 25. So I bow to you. You are the king for today.
And
I will take my crown back tomorrow. Watch me. It will happen. But he's pretty happy. He got a very cool Bahamas trip from our friends at Blackbeard's here at the Bahamas Happy Hour Party. It was a good time.
Well, you've definitely earned your crown as diving community champion, so congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, we have a whole thing. There's going to be a presentation at the DEMA membership meeting tomorrow morning. That's Thursday morning of the show. We're going to take the award, and then we're going to open the show floor and play our goofy little song and offend everybody. That's our goal, and we're going to, well, that's just what we do, right, Brittany?
It's Click O'Clock somewhere.
Yes, that's all. If they're drinking, actually, when it's in the morning, they'll be hungover. They won't care. It'll be slow reactions to what we do, and then when they watch the video playback, we will see what happens. But it's a good time here in the happy hour, time with the Bahamas. It always is when you're hanging out with our friends from the Bahamas. We got a lot of people to talk to, our friends in Curacao, Explore Ventures. I got a big announcement to share with you right now. Whether you are here or not, this is the first time it's being heard around the world. And that is that Explore Ventures Liveaboards is offering a new special for you right now. Even if you're not at the DEMA show, all you have to do is call them up, 1-800-322-3577. And they have been nice enough to provide a $100 discount on any liveaboard trip they offer. So you're hearing this for the first time. We made the announcement at the DEMA show, but I'm making the announcement to the world right now. And all you have to do is call them up. It's not available, you know, to combine with any other specials that they offer. But this is a very cool thing that they're starting here with us at the DEMA show here in Orlando. And this is going to be for a limited time, too. So take advantage of it. 1-800-322-3577. If you're hearing my voice, call them up. You get $100 off of any liveaboard trip that they offer. But once again, not combined with any other discounts that they offer. But that's a pretty good deal and pretty good benefit for listening in and hearing what's going on at the DEMA show at the bare minimum today. So we have that going on. We have a lot of other things that we're going to be talking about. The award. We have, some friends from different places in the world. Like, we got Peter and Galinda from Onconauts and Grenada. Galinda is over here. Sharing the love, getting socially lubricated, and Peter, her better half or worse half, which one is it?
No, she's about.
Yes, okay.
She's here, so she's.
Linda, what do you say? She just laughs, so she should.
Yes, as we do.
They came to Dima with chocolate, as they
with
do
chocolate,
from
with rum.
I tried a new flavor.
Nutmeg.
It's the Spice Island. That's what they do from Grenada. Yeah. So we were just there.
Chocolate rum.
Chocolate rum, too. Now, I didn't try that. I just had the new coconut cream that Christine was telling me about, and that was tasty stuff. Just melts in your mouth. I mean, you know, they're known for this chocolate stuff. So you go to Grenada, you dive to your heart's content, go out there for Dive Fest, whatever. But, of course, when you're on your surface interval, you get a little chocolate, you get a little rum, you get a little nutmeg to sprinkle on your rum punch or whatever the case may be, and you're good to go. We're going to talk with them some more because they got a cool trip they're going to give away. And we got to talk about Dive Fest for 2020 and much, much more from the 2019 edition of the Dima Show.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We have champions from every continent, so please, everyone, turn in time.
We are dive champions, my friends.
Let's be friends.
Of the world. Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That was our acceptance. No, it really actually wasn't our acceptance speech. They did a 2-minute video where we got our Diving Community Champion Award today. We're back in front, and then we played that goofy song, and everybody, they sang along and put up with it. I wore a mustache like Freddie Mercury. Eric Douglas saw it. What do you think of that spectacle?
I think you should stick to your day job.
There's no question about that. Barry the Bugger has arrived.
None of us have rhythm.
None of us say, yeah, they try to do a whole little We Will Rock You thing. I think it'll show up on social media, or we'll ban it, or it'll be blocked eventually. Kristen, did you get it?
I might have been a little off.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Our mermaids have no rhythm. All right. But look, you know, we did accept our award. We got a cool little plaque. It is actually quite an honor. to get the Diving Community Champion Award, and we did get it today here at the DEMA Show, and we're having some fun with it as well. Now, one of the other winners was Mike Johnson, right? Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
So you were nominated for this thing. You're also running for the DEMA Board, too, right?
Yeah, so I'm a finalist for the Wave Makers Award and a candidate for the Board of Directors.
Well, and voting just started this week as part of the DEMA Show, so if you're a DEMA member, get online at DEMA.org and vote for the new DEMA Board. He's one of the, you know, the nominees or whatever. What is it?
Yeah, nominees.
You're running.
Right, I'm running.
Okay, so there you go, you can look up his bio, but in a nutshell, you do a lot of TV production and stuff like that, Mike. That's your background, right?
Yeah, that's right. I've got 15 years of television production experience, so doing a lot of stuff underwater nowadays.
Well, and he has the face for TV, face for radio, yours truly, so he's got it going on. But you're enjoying the show, I assume?
Oh, yeah, it's been a great show. Made a lot of great contacts, and there's some amazing business taking place here this week.
No doubt. We're only 2 days in, or not even the second day is just beginning now, as we record the show through the week. And day one was pretty active, and it looks like it's going to be pretty active, if not even more so, on day number two. Attendance, I saw the numbers. They're up from last year. So despite what you may have heard, Orlando is producing a pretty damn good DEMA show. And we got that straight from the big cheese, Tom Ingram, who's this, you know, he's the big kahuna, the CEO of DEMA. And the numbers were really good on day one. So that's a good sign. Good sign for the industry. Good sign for everybody. You know, because we got to have fun and make a few bucks too. Right, Mike?
Absolutely right. Well, why else would we be here?
That's right. You know, we got to have fun. We work at this, you know, and, you know, we want to make a few bucks as well. But, hey, enjoy the DEMA show. Good luck.
Yeah,
and maybe you'll be on the DEMA board next year or shortly thereafter, right?
I sure hope so. Everybody's been telling me the last few years they need some younger blood involved in this industry. So thought I'd throw my hat in the ring and try for it.
Give it a go.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. Sharing love, paying it forward. You know, they don't need old farts like me. They need folks like Mike. So there you go. Be like Mike or look him up online at DEMA.org. Now, networking is the key and catching up with our good friends. Megan Heaney Greer is with me right now. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's so good to see you, Greg.
I see you every DEMA, and at least last few, we finally, you know, we kind of reconnected. You're kind of back in the groove. And what have you been up to lately?
I have been keeping busy. So coming off of a big summer of travel and adventure, which has been really nice. Everything from the mountains down to getting underwater with my six-year-old, who's quite the freediver, it turns out. And a new adventure that I'm embarking on is running expeditions open to the public. So.
Nice.
Yes, so definitely the first two trips that hey, how are you, Stuart? Stuart Cope just walked by everybody.
Well, you got to wave to friends.
I'll catch up with you in a minute.
Yeah,
exactly.
See?
That's how DEMA is.
It
like,
is. Family reunion.
Turning in
right?
circles, family reunion. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I did the math. I've been coming to the DEMA show on and off for 23 years now. It's crazy.
Well, it's about the same time for us.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So yeah, so these trips that I'm starting to run, I'm really excited. The first one I've partnered with Amanda Cotton, who is a sea sister in the Women Divers Hall of Fame. We've been good friends for a long time.
You guys were hippies last night, I saw.
Right, yes. We were at our fundraiser party, which benefits our scholarships and grants through the Women Divers Hall of Fame. And so Amanda is a dear friend, and she's been running expeditions for a while, and we decided to partner up on this one. And the first one we're running together is a water-based women's empowerment retreat. And I'm really excited about this. We're going to
Mary, you listening? What? We got a trip for you. I'm kidding. No. But okay, where is it going to be?
This one's for the ladies. We're going to Hawaii, Big Island. We're going to be in Kona.
Sweet.
Diving off of there, and it's going to be just a great experience. And
doing a hula dance, Barry, is not gonna do it.
Oh,
Megan's,
he's over there hula dancing. Yeah, sorry,
right.
No
on.
Dudes on this trip. No
Come
dudes on
Barry.
This trip.
You don't know Barry that well, then, do you?
Well, so
yes, he definitely has some feminine tendencies.
That's all right, man.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Yes, indeed. So
but
we're
he's
gonna,
not allowed.
No,
okay.
No, we're just, this is a ladies' empowerment trip, and it's going to be a week of diving, and we're going to be free diving and scuba diving with animals, and
Sweet.
Just getting underwater, reconnecting with
Kona
ocean,
is awesome.
Ourselves.
That is a beautiful place to dive.
Absolutely.
I've had some amazing dives on that island.
Yes.
And you've been there before,
I have not
assume?
Been to Kona.
Oh, you haven't?
Nope, I've been to a few of the other islands and spent some time underwater there. But so if any of you lady divers out there are interested, we accept all levels of water women. You don't have to be like an expert free diver or even scuba diver, but we're going to have a lot of fun getting underwater,
and just reconnecting with nature and ourselves and each other and stuff like that. And look me up and direct message me on social media.
So you can do it on Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
Yep. And my handle on all of them is just at Megan Haney Greer.
There you go.
You can Google me to spell that because it's long.
She's all over the internet. She is a superstar, great gal, and really doing a lot for the ocean and just diving in general. And you'd have a blast. I wish I was a girl.
Well, we're going to run co-ed ones coming up. I'll be running some of those. So there'll be some, you know, inclusion of the fellas in the future.
Okay. Well, there you go. You got to take care of your ladies first. I definitely understand. Well, Megan, a pleasure always seeing you, and enjoy yourself here at DEMA, okay?
Likewise. Thanks, Greg.
All right. There you go. Megan Haney Greer. All right. So Eric Douglas and Barry is here. Aria, the scuba squad is coming out in droves. Here at the DEMA 2019. What do you think, Aaron?
We all got our ankle monitors. We got permission to, we could actually leave the home state and actually come to the DEMA show.
Maybe, or they just don't know you're here yet.
Well, yeah.
He snuck in. That's what he did.
Tracking's a little slow.
You know, it's great. Eric's here. He's signing his books, you know, booksbyeric.com, but he's here with his some hard copies that he's going to share and sign. It might be Turks and Chaos, which features the Scuba Radio crew.
Which features the Scuba Radio crew in all its glory. The Mike Scott series is 10 books, but I've actually got 8, 9, and 10 in that series with me. And the new one I just released about 2 weeks ago, which is not diving related, but we might sell a few of that one here too.
Well, there you go. So you can get an autographed book from Eric, or just go to booksbyeric.com and email him. I bet he could work that out as well. All right, look, we got more people to talk to here at DEMA 2019. Did I mention we're the dive champions of the world? Yeah, I might have mentioned that too. We got a lot going on.
You should keep mentioning it.
Yes, we should. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at DEMA 2019 right here in Orlando, our backyard. We're the diving champions of the world. It's crazy. We got an award this year. There's so much going on. So many people to talk to. New friends you make here at the show. There's a lot of new products that I've already seen that we're going to kind of dive into at some point here during the broadcast. But I just ran into George yesterday, and he came by and started talking to me about some of the environmental efforts he makes. And that's what this show is about, is networking and hearing what people are up to and that kind of thing. So, George, what do you do exactly?
All right. So, you know, the UN 2017 nominated 1,500 volunteer ocean experts, they call us.
Right.
I don't know about that, but anyhow.
Well, hey, that's good.
We all got vetted and are volunteers to help 4,000 UN staff with SDG 14, the Ocean Sustainable Goal.
Okay.
So in that mission, the patch of the ocean I've picked was Cozumel, the Mesoamerican Reef.
Yeah.
So we are organizing government, schools, divers, industry, cruise ships, the whole blue economy equation, if you will, rallying around how are we going to achieve regional SDG 14 there.
So they're more sustainable operations, and they're impacting the reef and the environment less, right?
Right. So, there are 7 targets to the SDG 14. So pollution, overfishing, acidification of the ocean, all the ones that we think of, overfishing, blah, blah, blah. So all of that stuff, every small action counts. That's what we're from the UN.
Right.
Picking up a straw or tagging whale shark, everybody does their piece, just like your show. And congratulations
on your award.
Of course, you've earned that long, long ago, the whole crew. But all of these things, just we keep chipping away at them in the region until 2030. We get 30% of the ocean protected, try to recover the health, try to avoid a few of the tipping points, try to minimize kind of the path we've been on by getting people aware of what's out there.
Just being the good diver ambassadors that we should be. And they could go where online to look this up or Google it?
Mission Blue from the UN. It's the highest effort.
It's a big deal. Check it out. Google it. Find out what's going on. Get involved and save the planet. Great stuff, Jordan. Appreciate it. We got more coming up from DEMA 2019 next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
A look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know.
Ain't no ego, never any egos. No egos underwater.
Whoa, no egos underwater.
Ain't no ego, no
egos.
No egos under.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at DEMA 2019 in Orlando. Just having a blast. Catching up with friends, making new ones. And, you know, we were just talking about Megan Nina Greer diving in Hawaii. And who walks by? Glenn, my old friend from Kona Honu Divers, who he was the one who took me diving on Kona. And we did the whole, Manta Night dive. And she's going to take all these ladies down there. But Glenn, how are you, buddy?
I am fine.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, retired. Not diving anymore.
Well, you're back here in the Crystal River area. Figured, hey, I'm going to just come over here and see what I see. Right. And you ran into us, so I apologize.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, it's been nice seeing you again, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Glenn Anderson, he's the guy who started, Kona Honu Divers there in Hawaii. What a great guy. But see, you know, that's the thing. You catch up with old friends. DEMA has turned into, a scuba radio family reunion of sorts, and you catch up with old friends and once again make new ones, and that's what it's all about. Networking, that's what brings the industry together and people looking to make a few bucks in the industry and want to, make their profession or make their passion their profession. This is the place you got to be. It's really the only place once a year where you got to meet and get together with everybody and see how you can further that effort. Barry?
This place is huge.
It is. First time for you, right?
That's right. It's amazing.
Are you a little overwhelmed at the moment or what?
I'm going to try to walk every single aisle.
In one day?
I've got
good luck, buddy.
Well, I'll do it.
I hope you got your walking shoes because they're going to be hurting. Yeah, he does. He's got hiking boots on. God bless him. But you've never been to a DEMA show. But as part of the Scuba Radio crew, he was helping me out this morning, helping me pick up this award. And he's an official member of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. You're wearing your watch cap, representing accordingly, right?
I'm the only one with my watch cap on.
Yeah, and I know you're very excited because Aquaman is here.
Oh, he is? Where?
Yes, Aquaman is here. There is a opportunity for you to get a picture with Aquaman. I had texted him in advance. He got over here. You left 3:30 in the morning to get here just for that reason, right?
I left here at 3 this morning.
3? So that's the power of Aquaman.
He's a powerful man.
Yeah, and Jerry the Diver Guy would say so much right now, but he's not with us because he had a little issue with a car that he had to, he purchased a new car, and then he realized he couldn't drive it down here, and he's stuck back in the mountains of Virginia. So he's not making DEMA this year, which is a sad state of affairs. But good for Barry, because all he would be doing right now is busting your balls, my friend.
That's right. He would not meet Aquaman.
Okay. Well, you can send him plenty of pictures of you and Aquaman having your moment, and, and we'll leave it at that, I guess. What do you think of this, Kristen?
I missed the whole part, beginning of that.
Well, Barry has a thing for Aquaman as opposed to mermaids. Well, you like mermaids.
Oh, no. I didn't say. I said I respect him.
Oh.
Remember, he died.
You don't respect mermaids? Come on, Barry.
To each his own.
You're not going to judge, huh, Kristen?
No judgment.
Okay. Well, Aquaman, mermaid, whatever. It's a great event. And Kristen, this is your first DEMA too, right?
Yes, it is. It's been great. I'm actually really excited for my second day because yesterday was just beyond amazing.
It's a little overwhelming. You're seeing so much stuff. You're seeing so many people. You're being introduced to this folks and these folks. You're also doing, you're multitasking by helping out our friends at ReefSafe, right? Being a ReefSafe gal during the day and mermaid in the morning or in the afternoon in the Bahamas. I don't know. What's going on?
Yeah, so in the mornings I'm with you doing your radio stuff, and then I kind of hang out for a minute, and then I'm going over to ReefSafe, and I sit there and be a mermaid for ReefSafe during the day and promote their products and tell people all about all the testing and stuff that they've done to prove that their products are right.
Right. What was the coolest thing that you saw in day one? I mean, you said there were so many neat things. Was there anything in particular that you like, hey, I love meeting this person or seeing this dive resort or something or what?
So my favorite thing, honestly, is that I never actually truly realized just how many people in the dive industry I know.
Yeah.
Until yesterday when I'm like walking around or sitting at the booth and everyone's coming up to me like, hey, Kristen, what's going on? Wow. Hey, how are you? And I was like, I'm
kind of a big deal.
I'm like, people know me. That's really awesome. This makes me feel really good.
Well, hey, you know, the first thing they ask me every time they see me is, you know, they come up and say, hey, Greg, where's the mermaids? So they don't care about me, but they want to know where the mermaids are.
And, I don't blame them.
Yeah, well, of course. Kristen's hung with us enough. She knows the routine. But yeah, it's a good thing. And you make friends very very quickly in this industry. If it's any testament to doing this show for over 22 years, is that when I first started, I knew absolutely nobody. But after the first DEMA, I was just brought into this whole little twisted world of divers, and I was like, wow, this is like family. They're really, really friendly folks, and they do what they can to bring as many people as possible that want to come in and make their passion their profession and give you those tools that you need to make that happen. Walt?
Well, you know, Greg, you are now the award-winning host, so we have to, like, up our game a little bit to kind of hang in there on your shirt tails.
Well, I don't know about that, but it is kind of cool that we got an award. We are the award-winning Scuba Radio now, dive community champions of the world. I added the of the world part. I don't think that's part of the actual award that they gave us. But what the heck? We can take some liberties, right, Walt?
Hey, I love it, man. We saw a lot of great people here today. Saw Dr. Doug, who you just did a little quickie course with.
Yep, Dr. Doug Ebersole has arrived here on day two. We'll probably check in with him a little bit. He's working with the folks at Kiss Rebreathers. Barry?
He's the one that gave you the monkey heart?
He is not my surgeon. He was a consultant. And so I had him back up my doctors and make sure they weren't just playing around when they said, yeah, we want to put a monkey heart in you. And he said, yeah, go ahead. It's what can it do? Worst case scenario, you might have that side effect of wanting to throw your poo at people. But, you know, the people in the dive industry, they accepted me for what I was, even when that happened. How about that? Well,
a poo chucker.
Okay. All right. Those were a couple of years ago. We did it. And here we are. We're still allowed in the show. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. But Barry, being this is your first time at DEMA, do you have a goal other than just walking the aisles? Are you looking for anything in particular, like dive equipment or maybe places to go dive, or do you have any agenda whatsoever?
Not really an agenda. You know, sometimes you have to look around to get an idea of what you want to get.
Yeah.
I like those little dive watch computers, though.
Right. One of those Shearwater Terex. We're giving away one here at the stage here tomorrow morning. So, you won't win it. Sorry, you're out of luck. But look, it's Bob Harris. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great.
Congratulations.
You heard.
I was there. I watched
the
whole thing. Yeah, so you were there.
Yes. I gave a little speech. And you know, I went up on stage. And I said, it's an honor to be nominated, and all I have to say is, suck it, losers, and drop the mic and walked off.
Yes, you could have, but you
didn't. I didn't do that. I was told by my crew, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, that's what I needed to do, but my better judgment won out for once.
You did the right thing, and it was a great honor, and you deserve that. You deserve that award.
Well, thank you. I was shocked that we were nominated, let alone won. But, yeah, it was very humbling. And then, you know, they played that little video thing. I had never seen that. I'm like, oh, my God, they pulled all these pictures out. It was really nice.
I've never seen the inside of your studio and kind of like that, and so it was good to see that as well, where you work all the time. So.
Out of my home. It's right connected to my bed. I just roll out of bed and do the radio show, go back to bed, and then come to DEMA.
Well, you've done great, and you deserve it, 22 years, and it's been fun, and you've done a great job with it.
Well, thank you, Bob. I know you're involved with all the legislative affairs of DEMA and things. There's a lot of stuff going on. That's one of the big roles that DEMA does here is they kind of they give us a voice as an industry to make sure we don't get rolled over by the fishing interests or, you know, whatever other user groups are out there that kind of have a tendency to kind of throw us under the bus, right?
Absolutely. That and what Tom said, all we want to do is be treated fairly. And you see the fishing people get treated much better than diving. And that's got to change. And that's what DEMA does. That's what Tom's focused on. So
Well, you got to bring the voices together. You know, when we have more people like 10,000 here that'll be here this week for DEMA, you know, then DEMA, you know, gives us a voice in these legislative affairs that you kind of watch. And you hang out in Tallahassee and deal with Florida the most, right?
Yeah, mostly we do Florida, but we are involved in all kinds of issues. Like he mentioned, Ohio, we've been involved in things going on in Hawaii and Mexico and really all around the world. And again, Tom is on top of all of that stuff, which is great. He's just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Tom is, you know, the big cheese. Big Kahuna is his official title, I believe.
Yes.
At least that's what I call him, right, Abdima?
That's all I'll say, right.
Yes. And so hopefully we're going to talk to him at some point here during the show today. But Bob, always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, you didn't hear our song. He didn't hear our song. Otherwise, he wouldn't have come up and congratulated me. But that's what we did. We accepted the award, and then we came up on stage, and we played our little We Are the Champions of the World. I had a whole Freddie Mercury Queen, King outfit. How did I look, Barry, by the way? You got pictures of that, didn't you?
You looked interesting.
Interesting. Is that a compliment? Did I not ask that question?
No, it was good. You did a good job.
It was good. And Barry was up there pounding his fists in the air with an air guitar, the whole thing, and representing the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad accordingly. We were having a good time. And that's what it's all about, networking and having fun. And we got more coming up from DEMA 2019 next.
Let's go look around.
Yes.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, you know, that hosts the show, that is the 2019 Diving Community Champion Award winner.
Yay.
Yes, good stuff. Barry's excited, aren't we all? All right, look, a lot of people are getting awards. We got an award. It was really nice. But the big guns that they pull out here at the DEMA show is what we call the Reaching Out Award. And one of those recipients is sitting with me right now, and that would be the legendary Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm all right. Almost as legendary as Greg Holt, the Dive Master.
Oh, get out. You're crazy. So Slate, I mean, how do you feel about this, this honor that you're going to get Friday night at the Hard Rock?
Well, it's only a few times in my life I've been actually proud of myself when both my kids were born and this award.
Well, there you go. And you know, it's well-deserved, well overdue, I would say. But I believe, was it Neil that nominated you, or do you know? Neil Watson?
Neil and Laddie. Lad Akins.
Okay,
yep.
So
yep.
Is that how it works? Former Reaching Out Award folks say, hey, I know this other guy who needs one of these too. And that, is that how it works with that?
Yeah, the past recipients decide who will be the next one.
Nice. Yep. Well, yep. You know, like I said, you know everybody, so you should have got in 20 years ago. But I'm glad they're recognizing you this year, and I'm sure you're pretty happy about that, as you should be. Now, they produce a nice little video. Have you seen this thing yet?
I did. It actually sent me a copy of it. How are you doing on the internet? I figured it out. I actually watched it, and it's pretty funny, and it's pretty cool. Shows me playing with my critters, my favorite thing.
I have no doubt there'll be a few one-liners in it, knowing that they're documenting your life story of feeding fish with your face, right?
Exactly. Then I got a few one-liners when I get up to talk.
Do you know, you're... You're kicking behind some major fin kicks. You know, the best reception speech or acceptance speech that I've ever heard was our buddy, the dive god, Neil Watson, when he did his whole story about his world record and the issue of shrinkage that happened shortly thereafter. So are you going to be able to top that?
I'm going to try, and I'm actually going to use some of his phrases, so watch out.
Like what? Can you give us a little sneak peek?
Well, the one line I loved that he had was he thanked all of his ex-wives for divorcing him so he never had to grow up.
Okay. Well, all right. That'd go over pretty good, I bet, with this twisted crowd. But I have no doubt, the event is sold out, as it should be. When you have people like Captain Slate and Zig and Joanne from Beneath the Sea getting the Reaching Out Awards this year, everybody and their brother wanted to go to the Hard Rock and see this. So I hope to be there, too. I got a ticket. I snuck one out, even though it's sold out. So I hope to see you there Friday. But what have you been doing down in Key Largo lately?
Well, same every Friday, Sunday, of course, doing the great creature feature story. And, of course, my eel feeding has grown to 12 now. It's really, I will say, a green ball of eels, and it's a lot of fun. So sharks are up now. We got about 20 of them, and that's a fist fight, but they're fun. They come in and get loved on and play, and everybody has a ball. Same thing. And, of course, they're regular diving on the wrecks and the reef.
Well, you got to love it, and Captain Slate is worth the price of admission. Even if you didn't go underwater, just hanging out with him on a boat is just an adventure you'll never forget. And all they got is CaptainSlate.com, right?
CaptainSlate.com.
All right, well, congratulations, Captain Slate. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend, and hats off to you for your Reaching Out Award today, buddy.
Well, thanks, Greg. I remember when we both were little boys starting out in this business.
Okay, wait a minute. I think he has a few years on me, but I'll just leave that lie for now. We got more people we got to talk to, and that brings me to Roy from Divasure. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Greg. How are you?
Good show so far here at DEMA 2019.
Amazing show.
So, Divasure, you go to divasure.com, travel, dive accident insurance. We've been giving away some of these cool prizes up front for a two-week package that you could buy. You know, if you don't need a dive or travel insurance, and when you combine them, it's a bonus because you're only, like, diving for 1 week, say, in the Red Sea like we did a couple weeks ago. You can get a package to cover just that because, you know, it's kind of nice because, you know, I've had so many travel situations where it's not the dive accident stuff I need. I want that for peace of mind. Thank God I've never had an incident. But... I have had plenty of problems with missed bags, missed connections, and things like that. And what you guys do is combine those two products in a pretty economical thing that people can purchase, right?
Exactly. It's a one-stop shop for both your diving accident coverage and dive travel insurance.
Live Aboard Rider, you offer that. So if you get a live aboard trip and you miss a day of diving, you can kick them back a little a bonus or a rebate. If it's something as simple as weather kind of blew you out for a day, right?
Weather, technical problems with the boat, everything like that that prevents you from diving, you can be covered for, you can get back money for that lost diving day.
Yeah. So I'm not the only one pretty excited about what you guys offer. You're talking to all the dive shops and all the businesses, whether it's the liveaboard companies or people that just want to book a trip and that kind of thing and get covered. You're seeing a pretty good response here the first day or so of DEMA?
Yeah, amazing response. We're having great meetings and meeting a lot of our customers and hearing good things, good feedback, good testimonials. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah, no, I already got the numbers on the first day. We're up like 250 people over the first day in Vegas last year. More square footage, more exhibitors, more attendees. A lot of people think Vegas is always a bigger show, but that at least so far here at the beginning, it appears that Orlando is eclipsing it. And that's a good sign for business in general for everybody, right?
Absolutely. This DEMA is going great, and there are two and a half more days, and it's going well.
Do you have a favorite place? Do you like Vegas, Orlando, or, you know, next year's first time into New Orleans? Are you excited about that adventure?
I am excited about that. I do prefer DEMA in Orlando. I think it's overall better for us, but we'll
Why?
See. People are more... happy to do business. They don't run away for shows.
Well,
and
it's the happiest place on earth, or at least right next to it. Right. Okay. Well, diveashore.com. Get insured properly as a diver. They do it all. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. We got some big news for you. Stick around. That's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.